I have a choice. I can either count my blessings or I can count my problems. Counting my blessings causes my problems to shrink and soon I forget they exist. Counting my problems makes my blessings shrink and soon I forget that I have any. When I don't count my blessings, they disappear from my mind. Although they are still there, if I don't think about them, I forget about them. Each day I need to remind myself of my blessings to keep them active in my mind. When I wake up in the morning, I decide whether I'm going to count my blessings or my problems. That decision sets the tone for my entire day. The best way to fill my cup with joy is to turn on my Good Finder and rediscover my blessings. The things that are positive in my life far outnumber the negative. When I focus on what is good, my mind replays my blessings all day long. I must count my blessings or my blessings will not count. If you don't count a blessing, then for you, that blessing does not count. For all practical purposes, it doesn't exist. You won't recognize it as being present. Each day you need to remind yourself of your blessings or you will forget that they are there. For most people, the spreadsheet of life doesn't contain blessings. The rows and columns on their spreadsheet are either empty or filled with problems. You need to check your mental spreadsheet to see if you're counting your blessings or your problems. Most people are experts at counting their problems and never get around to counting their blessings. As I sailed across the Pacific Ocean, I visited dozens of remote islands and atolls where people lived at a subsistence level. I met hundreds of people who had nothing except happiness. They didn't have many earthly possessions. Nevertheless, they were happy because they counted their blessings. When I lived in the world of large villas, luxury cars, and unrestrained desire, I knew many people who had everything except happiness. They suffered from an affliction called more. Their mental tanks were continually empty because they never counted their blessings. When you count your blessings, your problems shrink and soon you forget they exist. When you count your problems, your blessings shrink and soon you forget that they are there. When you get up in the morning, you decide whether you're going to count your blessings or problems. That decision sets the tone for your entire day. God didn't have to make butterflies beautiful. He could have made them into drab creatures resembling flying cockroaches. Instead, He painted them with a palette of stunningly brilliant colors. God must have an eye for beauty. Why else would He have decorated their wings with microscopic scales of iridescent color? When God created butterflies, He didn't paint their wings with broad strokes of splendor. Instead, He applied millions of infinitesimally small colored scales to their wings to make the patterns that we see. When I count my blessings, I always remember butterflies. They remind me of God's care and love. The God who cared enough to design and create these flying palettes of color certainly must care about me.